You know, unwavering commitment to protect every resident from danger of extreme heat. Dallas State Community First approach to heat safety. And with that, through our emergency heat response plan, we are prepared to open cooling system centers at Center Island and Library Recreation Center and partner with nonprofit and faith-based organizations to reach those most in need. We are especially proud to work along the side of the American Red Cross and the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Society, IFRC. Their partnership strengthens our outreach efforts to support public education on how to stay safe during extreme heat. Our Office of Emergency Management is working close with community leaders to ensure that no one is left behind. But I also want to urge all the residents and the citizens of Dallas, but also all the nonprofits and the business to work together to be a partnership in this. Because Red Cross cannot do it alone, and the fire department cannot do it alone, too. So I'm reaching out and saying to a soundbite to all the nonprofit and business, be sure you give to the Red Cross, because they are doing things that normally that you as a person, an individual, would not be doing. But they do something that we as individuals cannot do on a large scale. Red Cross, they can do something on a large scale. They're very organized. They got great volunteers. I'm urging the people who have plenty of time, like me, 14 days, I can go volunteer with Red Cross so I can help to make sure the extreme heat. One thing we know also, in Dallas, heat is an issue. You know, to be cool and to have a place to go. And our libraries are rec center. You know, even our park with trees and shades and things there. But you got to be hydrated. And sometimes people just don't know the education to get out the heat. You know, sometimes we do not know what type of proper clothes to wear. You know, you can take so much off, but also you take put so much on to keep your body cool. And I think that what we can do at the fire department and Red Cross and also you, Deputy Mayor Pro Tem Bowser Dewitt and Councilman Ridley, to educate the community, educate your resident, say, hey, you know, you can walk early in the morning or late in the evening. Make sure you keep a bottle of water with you. Make sure you got a cell phone, what number you need to call. But as your small things, you know, small things that we forget, we're outside in the heat, we're in the garden, we're doing stuff right here, we just forget to come back in. And also you walk in, you lay down, you also have a stroke or something happen because of education. And we need to do a better job of education, and I'm also going to reach out to the city manager, and I always keep saying that we do a poor job of marketing to sell the service that we have. And so I'm going to leave that up to Deputy Mayor Pro Tem Bowser Dewitt and Ridley, Councilman Ridley, there to educate your residents. And also with the school, you know, the DISD school, and the churches, with all the organizations. Because we talk about this right now, and how do we get the word out? And I think it's very important to get the word out. And also I think it's very important that we as a community, but we as leaders, to get the word out correctly, to educate. It's all about educate, educate, educate. And we can start right now. We got a summer program. We got the basketball. We got track. We got giving day. We got all these different activities with youth. But no one is talking about the heat. And they're going to be out there. The children are going to be out there. They're going to be exhausted playing soccer, doing all the activity. We need to educate them. And we also need to know that, hey, if you got a problem, you can go to the fire station, you know, to cool off, to extreme that right there.